Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into 14 Talks by Age 14 by Michelle Icar, a guide for navigating the challenging waters of communication with tweens. Published in 2020, this book addresses the crucial period between the ages of 10 and 14 when adolescents begin to pull away, making discussions about significant topics like sexuality, money, and life choices more vital yet daunting to initiate. Michelle Icar, a respected figure in parenting education, brings her expertise from a background that includes being part of NBC News Learn and the Today Show's parenting team. She's an accomplished author with works such as Middle School Makeover and is recognized for her insights in outlets such as The Washington Post and Time magazine. Her innovative leadership curriculum for middle schoolers, Athena's Path and Hero's Pursuit, has seen widespread adoption across the U.S., showcasing her practical approach to dealing with adolescent issues. 14 Talks by Age. 14 is more than a book. It's a strategy manual for parents and caregivers looking to establish and maintain open lines of communication with their tweens. It's designed for those who find themselves at a loss on how to approach their changing children, offering methodical advice on engaging in meaningful dialogues. Whether you're a parent experiencing the difficulties of these conversations firsthand, or someone looking to prepare for the future, this book provides valuable insights into effective communication strategies. This episode is for relationship builders struggling with talking to their tweens, worriers who want only the best for their children, and parents of younger kids gearing up for the teenage years. Join us as we unfold the wisdom in 14 Talks by Age 14, aiming to make the tween years less about confrontation and more about connection. Fourteen Talks by Age 14. The essential conversations you need to have with your kids before they start high school. Introduction. Navigating the tween years. A guide to meaningful conversations. Gone are the days when a single awkward conversation about sex marked the rite of passage into adolescence. In today's world, equipping our children for the complex journey of growing up requires not just one, but a myriad of meaningful discussions spread over the years. Preparing your child for adulthood is no small feat, and it necessitates navigating through a variety of essential topics, from independence and money to technology, criticism, impulsivity, and sexuality. However, the path to opening and maintaining lines of communication with tween-aged kids is often fraught with challenges. So, how do you ensure you're not just talking at your child, but actually connecting with them on these critical issues? Let's explore strategies that can transform these dialogues from daunting to doable, ensuring you're laying down a robust foundation for your child's successful transition into adulthood. Firstly, we can take a cue from the world of improv theater, which underscores the importance of mutual engagement and the yes and principle. This approach encourages acceptance and builds upon what's been said, fostering a spirit of collaboration rather than confrontation in your conversations. Instead of shutting down your tween's ideas or concerns, embracing this open stance can lead to more fruitful and meaningful exchanges. When it comes to criticism and feedback, tread carefully. The goal is to bolster your child's self-esteem and confidence, not dent it. Constructive feedback, when delivered thoughtfully, can empower your tween to recognize areas of improvement without feeling diminished. This delicate balance involves acknowledging their efforts and strengths while gently guiding them towards better decisions or behaviors. And what about technology? The omnipresent force in today's world. Here, leading by example becomes paramount. The digital habits you exhibit can significantly influence your child's relationship with technology. Setting consistent rules for technology use that apply to both you and your child not only underscores the importance of discipline and balance, but also positions you as a credible role model. Engaging in these dialogues with your tween might seem daunting at first, but the rewards are manifold. By tackling these crucial topics head-on and adopting strategies that promote open, respectful, and meaningful communication, You're not just preparing your child for the immediate challenges of adolescence. You're equipping them with the skills and confidence needed to navigate the complexities of adulthood successfully. Together, you're embarking on a journey of mutual growth, one conversation at a time. Part 1. Mastering Tween Talk, Bridging the Communication Gap. There's a unique bond that forms the foundation of the parent-child relationship, marked by a special language that evolves from the first cries of infancy. Parents become adept at interpreting these early sounds, identifying needs from hunger to discomfort. Yet, as children approach the cusp of adolescence around age 11, this intuitive communication begins to falter. The journey towards independence signifies not just physical growth, but a profound shift in their social and emotional needs as well, necessitating a new mode of interaction. The core of effective communication at this stage lies in embracing a whole new vocabulary. Learning a new lingo is key to maintaining a connection with your tween. The desire of tweens to forge their path is both natural and necessary, marking a pivotal phase in their pursuit of individual identity. This evolution often manifests in a lessened eagerness to engage with family, which, while developmentally appropriate, can pose significant communication challenges. It's a transition that can leave parents feeling sidelined, faced with a mixing board of surly silences and monosyllabic responses. The instinctual reaction might be to dial up the intensity of communication in an effort to get through, a strategy that more often than not backfires, giving rise to a cycle of frustration and emotional upheaval. However, it's important to frame your tween's quest for autonomy as not just inevitable, but beneficial. Evidence strongly supports the notion that adolescents who are able to carve out a distinct sense of self are far less likely to find themselves ensnared in unhealthy relationships later in life. Recognizing this drive towards independence not as a barrier, but as a bridge to maturity, can help parents avoid the impulse to clamp down on this exploratory phase, a tactic that might stymie the very growth they wish to foster. Rather than enacting a blanket shutdown on your child's fledgling autonomy under the guise of safeguarding, consider the invaluable lessons embedded in the trials and triumphs of making one's own choices. Yes, a more independent tween will undoubtedly face new risks and, at times, falter. But these moments of misstep are not just inevitable. They are instrumental in developing the acumen for wise decision-making. This path doesn't relegate you to a passive observer in your child's life. On the contrary, it calls for active engagement in guiding your child through reflection upon their experiences, distilling lessons from both their successes and setbacks. Engaging in meaningful dialogue, armed with patience and an understanding of this transformative lingo, is where true influence lies. Keeping kids safe is all about having the right conversations at the right time. This statement encapsulates the essence of navigating the tween years, not through dictation, but dialogue. In mastering this new language, you're not relinquishing control, but redefining it, fostering a relationship built on mutual understanding and respect. Part 2. Guiding your tween to independence with a clear plan. The day will come when your tween asks to venture to the park or mall without the watchful eyes of adults. It's a request that symbolizes a significant leap towards independence, one that's as exciting for them as it is nerve-wracking for you. Every parent knows the internal tug of war that ensues between wanting to protect your child from all conceivable dangers and recognizing the importance of cultivating their independence. It's all too easy to let fear tip the scales, responding with a swift no. But there's a far more constructive path forward. The essence of nurturing your tween's growing autonomy lies in devising a roadmap to independence, a plan that fosters trust and readiness for both of you. Imagine improv actors on stage, thriving on the principle of yes and to keep the scene vibrant and evolving. This approach can be a valuable lesson for parents navigating the sometimes turbulent waters of tween development. While instinct might compel you to erect barriers in the form of outright denials, envision instead a collaborative scene where every challenge is an opportunity to guide your child towards greater self-reliance. Let's reframe the scenario. Instead of a flat-out rejection to their request for unsupervised outings, engage in a dialogue about readiness. This not only wards off feelings of unfairness, especially when peers are granted more freedom, but also transforms the dynamic from confrontational to cooperative. Embarking on this journey requires identifying potential worries, whether it's the fear of your child losing contact with their group or the possibility of uncomfortable interactions with strangers. These concerns are the starting points for setting clear, attainable milestones that demonstrate readiness for more independence. For instance, ensuring your tween knows essential contact numbers by heart or can confidently seek help from responsible adults are practical, measurable goals that serve as signposts along the road to autonomy. This method does more than just prepare your tween for a specific outing. It lays the foundation for responsible decision-making and problem-solving skills that will serve them well in a myriad of future situations. By making it known that these milestones are not arbitrary hurdles, but meaningful steps towards the freedom they desire, you underscore the trust you have in their growing capabilities. Creating a roadmap to independence doesn't mean removing all safeguards. It's about progressively building the trust and skills your tween needs to navigate the world on their terms. It's a shared journey where yes and opens the path to a richer, more engaging dialogue between you and your child, one that ultimately leads to the autonomy they seek and the peace of mind you need. Part 3: Unveiling the Financial Curtain. The importance of context in money talks. Embarking on a journey into the complex world of financial literacy with your tween can seem daunting, yet it's a vital conversation that sets the stage for a lifetime of sound financial decisions. The initiation into the world of money often starts with the concept of saving, a principle most teens grasp intuitively. A reassuring statistic from the National Consumer League in 2012 highlighted that a significant portion of American teens not only save, but do so diligently, with 40% tucking away half or more of their earnings. This is indeed promising. However, the plot thickens when we delve deeper. Beyond the realms of saving lies a broader landscape fraught with intricacies, the context behind every financial decision. This is where the real conversation begins. To effectively navigate discussions about money, embracing context as the cornerstone is crucial. Children, with their keen sense of observation, are quick to draw comparisons between their economic situation and those of their peers. Questions about why their reality doesn't mirror the seemingly gleaming lifestyles of classmates' families, from extravagant vacations to backyard swimming pools, are inevitable. These inquiries can stir feelings of discontent or perceptions of unfairness. Addressing these critical conversations requires transparency, or rather, translucency. The objective is not to burden your tween with the minutiae of your financial life, but to foster an environment of open, honest dialogue focused on broader principles. A strategic entry point is exploring the unseen facets of financial decisions, the opulence displayed by others, such as luxurious holidays or lifestyle choices, seldom paints the full picture of their financial health. These outward symbols of affluence may very well be underpinned by substantial credit card debt or a lack of preparation for future expenditures like college savings. This revelation opens the door to discussing value, a concept transcending the mere cost of items to encompass their significance within the broader spectrum of fiscal management. Introduce this idea by framing your spending decisions in a context that your tween can understand. Consider a scenario where your tween has their sights set on a discounted video game. While the reduction in price from $30 to $20 might seem like a bargain, it's an opportune moment to discuss the essence of value in the context of a family budget. You might explain that despite the game's enticing price tag, the decision to purchase should ideally align with a planned expenditure, not a spontaneous desire. Here, the value isn't derived from the price, but how it fits into the planned financial roadmap, underscoring the importance of prioritizing needs over wants within the constraints of a budget. It's through these discussions that tweens begin to perceive money not just as a means to an end, but as a tool that requires strategic thinking and planning, grounded in the context of real-life priorities and goals. Engaging in transparent conversations about the broader implications of spending and saving paves the way for a more nuanced understanding of financial responsibility, setting the stage for a lifetime of informed decision-making. Part 4. Fostering a balanced tech lifestyle, a family endeavor. As our children step toward carving out their own niches in the world, technology serves as a significant frontier. It's where they begin to express and explore their burgeoning independence. For parents, this digital realm can seem like a minefield, with the pace of technological advancements and the constant flux of online trends adding to the apprehension. It's easy to feel you're perennially a step behind, trying to decode the latest app your tween is raving about. Yet, when approached with the right mindset, technology doesn't have to be a source of endless worry. It's essential to remember that at its core, technology, like any tool, can be wielded for good or ill. The crux of the matter lies not in the devices or platforms themselves, but in how they are used by our tweens. This brings us to a pivotal lesson. Encourage your kids to develop a healthier relationship with tech by setting ground rules. In an era where the lines between the online and offline worlds increasingly blur, it's vital to impress upon your children that the principles guiding their behavior should be consistent, regardless of the arena. Establishing a dialogue about technology within the household lays the groundwork for a healthy, balanced digital life. A productive approach involves convening a family meeting dedicated to crafting a set of guidelines that outline the family's technology ethos. The objective is to arrive at a collective understanding that can navigate the family through the myriad digital dilemmas and decisions that arise, from setting boundaries around app usage to the times when screens need to be switched off. Entering these discussions with an open-hearted perspective is crucial. Children are quick to detect a facade, so it's paramount that these sessions are rooted in genuine exchange and mutual respect. Remember, the standards you set should apply universally to every member of the family, including the adults. You can prompt engagement with questions that explore the utility and potential pitfalls of technology, stimulating a reflective examination of its role in your lives. Once your family has co-aligned on these foundational rules, take a step further by inspiring each member to pen a personal manifesto, a declaration of the core qualities they wish to be recognized for, such as kindness, humor, or fairness. This personal statement becomes a touchstone for online behavior, a reminder to align digital interactions with the personal values they wish to project to the world. By navigating the conversation around technology with openness, setting collective guidelines, and encouraging personal accountability, you're not just mitigating the risks associated with digital life. You're empowering your tween and your family as a whole to harness technology in ways that enrich rather than detract from the quality of your lives. Part 5. Cultivating Growth, the Art of Constructive Criticism. The realm of early adolescence is a landscape rich in critique, where tweens navigate a constant deluge of feedback, from the comments on their attire and academics at home to the relentless scrutiny of peers and the educational insights from teachers at school. Tweens are constantly under the microscope. In your role as a parent, delivering criticism is par for the course, a fundamental aspect of guiding your child through the learning curve of life. However, the impact of feedback is profoundly influenced by its delivery. The essence of fostering maturity lies in the manner in which criticism is articulated. In the pursuit of effective feedback, traditional methods of pointing out flaws fall short. A 2017 study from Harvard Business School, Shopping for Confirmation, sheds light on why. Cognitive expansion is propelled by the formation of new neural connections, a process that thrives under conditions of confidence and competence. The paper illustrates that individuals engage more deeply and learn more efficiently when performing tasks that reinforce their sense of skill and enjoyment. So, how does this science translate to the way we guide our tweens? The implications are clear. Focusing on strengths activates constructive brain responses, paving the way for growth, while dwelling on errors triggers a defensive shutdown, stalling educational progress. This natural defense mechanism interprets criticism as a threat, leading to a freeze in learning processes. This insight doesn't negate the importance of criticism, but underscores the necessity of its thoughtful expression. Imagine a scenario where your child interrupts your phone conversation with a burst of excitement over a new idea. The way you address this interruption can either encourage or discourage him. A beneficial response would inform him of the inappropriateness of interrupting without assigning him a negative label, such as, "Please don't interrupt me when I'm speaking on the phone." Elevating this approach, you can further nurture your child's development by coupling critique with recognition of their strengths. For instance, you might appreciate their enthusiasm for sharing ideas, but gently remind them to wait for the right moment, suggesting they could write down their thoughts to share later. This not only teaches patience and respect, but also validates their creative impulses. Navigating the delicate terrain of tween criticism requires a balance between guiding and nurturing. By tailoring feedback to encourage rather than admonish, parents can sculpt a learning environment where tweens feel empowered to explore their capabilities, armed with the resilience to embrace both their strengths and areas for growth. This mindful method of critique paves a path to maturity marked by confidence, competence, and continuous learning. Part 6. Embracing impulsivity, a catalyst for learning. Confronted with the aftermath of a tween's impromptu actions, from the extravagant misuse of costly essentials to the chaos of unsanctioned gatherings, many parents find themselves at their wits' end. These moments of impulsive behavior, while often testing the limits of parental patience, are not mere acts of defiance or thoughtlessness. There's a silver lining to these instances of impulsivity, one that's integral to cognitive development. Impulsivity, contrary to what you might think, is not a sign of recklessness without reason. It's a specific style of decision-making, and it serves an important role in the growth of the prefrontal cortex, the brain's command center for evaluating risks, solving problems, and critical thinking. Each new encounter or experience provides a fresh set of data for the brain, fostering the creation of novel neural connections. The pursuit of novelty and stimulation, termed sensation seeking, triggers a release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that rewards our brain for engaging in these activities, thereby promoting cognitive expansion. This framework of impulsivity as a vehicle for cognitive growth offers a new perspective on how to navigate the potentially perilous waters of adolescent decision-making. The key lies in recognizing the dual facets of impulsive actions, those that pose immediate dangers to health and safety, versus those that, while perhaps inconvenient or surprising, offer valuable learning opportunities. In situations involving clear threats, such as dangerous stunts with fireworks, it's imperative to exercise parental authority decisively to prevent harm. Here, the rationale for intervention is straightforward: safeguarding your child's well-being. On the other hand, less severe impulsive actions, such as the unexpected organization of a large party, allow for a more measured response. These scenarios present an opportunity for reflection and learning. Engage your tween in a constructive conversation to explore the consequences of their choices and brainstorm alternative strategies for future endeavors. This not only promotes critical thinking, but also respects their growing need for autonomy. By differentiating between these types of impulsivity, parents can tailor their reactions to encourage safe exploration and mistake-making as part of the learning process. Understanding that the drive for novel experiences is a natural developmental necessity helps in guiding tweens through this phase with empathy and support, rather than frustration. So the next time your tween's impulsivity catches you off guard, Remember that within these moments of seeming recklessness lies a crucial engine for growth and learning. It's about balancing the protection of their immediate safety while nurturing their burgeoning capacity for rational thought and decision-making. Part 7. Laying the Foundation. Consent. Conversations beyond the birds and the bees. In the transformative landscape of the early 90s, small art schools across the United States were pioneering a cultural shift towards a deeper understanding of sex and consent. Amidst this backdrop, policies mandating verbal permission for acts as seemingly innocuous as a kiss sparked debate and ridicule. Fast forward to today, and the conversation around consent has fundamentally evolved, no longer sidelined as a mere afterthought, but regarded as a cornerstone of sexual education. However, the journey to understanding consent need not begin with the topic of sex. Introducing the concept in everyday, non-sexual contexts can pave the way for healthier, more informed discussions later on. Discussing consent early equips tweens with a vital toolkit, fostering a sense of autonomy and respect that benefits them well into their future. But how does one introduce the concept of consent to a younger audience? It's important to remember that at its core, consent is about personal boundaries, who is allowed in one's personal space and under what circumstances. It's about teaching children that their comfort and preference matter, and that it's perfectly acceptable to voice when something doesn't sit right with them. Many tweens, in their effort to avoid conflict or appear agreeable, might resort to making up excuses rather than expressing a simple no. This tendency to avoid direct refusal is something many parents and educators observe. It highlights the need for children to understand that being assertive about their boundaries is not impolite but a healthy expression of their autonomy. One practical approach to fostering consent is to address the handling of personal belongings within the family. The notion that what's mine is yours may not always apply, and it's crucial for tweens to learn the importance of seeking permission before using someone else's possessions. Holding a family meeting to establish ground rules on this front not only reinforces the concept of consent, but also nurtures an environment of mutual respect among siblings and family members. By embedding these early lessons on consent in everyday interactions, parents can nurture a respect for personal boundaries that transcends the context of sexual relationships. These conversations lay the groundwork for a deeper understanding and appreciation of consent, providing tweens with a robust framework as they navigate the complexities of relationships in their teenage years and beyond. Armed with this perspective, parents are better poised to guide their children through the formative challenges of growing up, making the journey a bit smoother for everyone involved. Final summary: Navigating the waters of parenting. A tween requires a blend of leadership and partnership. To effectively connect with your pre-adolescent child, adopting a fresh approach to communication is pivotal. This means evolving past the simplicity of blanket refusals when your child aspires for more freedom. Indeed, wielding authority with wisdom involves charting a clear path for your child to tread towards increased independence. Central to this is the concept of leading by example, particularly in the digital domain. Establishing household-wide guidelines on technology use ensures consistency and mutual respect, underpinning a healthy family dynamic. This collective approach extends beyond tech etiquette to encompass the broader spectra of decision-making and behavior within the household. When it comes to offering feedback or navigating delicate subjects like criticism, the emphasis should be on positive reinforcement and understanding. By articulating the rationale behind your perspectives and decisions, you invite your child into a more mature understanding and encourage constructive dialogues that contribute to their personal growth. Sexuality, a topic often approached with hesitance, benefits from a gradual and thoughtful introduction. By weaving in discussions about consent within everyday scenarios, you lay a foundation that makes future, more complex conversations about sexual health and relationships more approachable and less daunting. In essence, the journey of raising a tween is about instilling a sense of responsibility and respect for boundaries, all while fostering an environment where open communication flourishes. Through patience, empathy, and clear guidance, you can empower your tween to navigate the challenges of adolescence with confidence and integrity, paving the way for a smooth transition into the years of young adulthood. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.